Michael, there has been reoccurring allegations about your friends being cultists and robbers.
Okay, first of all, Lloyd and Ugonna and Tekena were people I had personal dealings with. I am not saying hearsay. I had personal dealings with them. In fact, the truth is, Tekena wasn't feeling fine that week. Lloyd, Ugonna, and Tekena, as far as Lestat and Lestat Entertainment is concerned, were nothing close to being cultists or criminals. They were very, very wonderful people. They had so much respect for themselves, their family, and the school. They were people that had a clear vision as to what they want to do. If you check through their Facebook page and their Twitter page, you would realize that these boys had nothing close, you know. So it is cruel, it is wicked for anybody to say Ugonna, Tipsy, as he was fondly called, Lloyd, Big Earl, as he was fondly called, and Tekena were cultists. It is wicked. It is a bad way to see people who their lives were snuffed out of them. It's bad to even add such allegations to them.
Okay, what exactly did you hear?
Someone called me up and was like, your artist Lloyd is dead. I'm like, dead? Like how? Why dead? And he was like, that the Aluk community boys has killed your artist. I was like, stop joking with me, you know. And he said, check, ask people. Okay, and before you know it, the picture started surfacing on BBM. And I saw Ugonna, you know, in those pictures at first. It was at first I really wished it was Photoshop, because it was too horrific to even imagine, first of all, you know. And I heard, and when I began to make more calls, I heard they were caught stealing, you know. And I asked them, did they find who is the accuser, who said he or she was robbed of them and by them, or who is the accuser, where are the weapons? They claim, let's see the weapons. Where are the prints on those weapons that you say, okay, it's Ugonna's print, it's Lloyd's print, okay? Where are the prints on those weapons? Where are let's even ask this pertinent question. Who is the thief here? Where is Ugonna's phone? Where is Lloyd's phone? Where is Tekena's phone and Chadaka's phone? Where are their phones? Where are their clothes? Where are their shoes? Who really is the thief?
Michael Lestat, a friend of the victims who died over the weekend. Also in the studio with me is another friend of the victims, Odu Chize. Most of the time you had your head down while Michael was talking. How do you describe this?
Oh, thank you very much. Actually, right now, I am short of words because they were supposed to be in my concert. And I actually stumbled, you know, into the picture like a day after my rehearsals, because I had rehearsals, live band and the rest of them. So I heard about it and I didn't know they were the ones, you know. And cut long story short, I saw the pictures and it wasn't funny, you know. And to make this whole thing more damping and, for lack of words, darkened, I stumbled into the video yesterday. And I don't advise anybody to go through that ISO, because those moments I saw this the clips, you know, like the worst 3 minutes of my entire day, you know. I saw human beings, I saw cannibalism, basically, you know. And I wouldn't advise. I don't even wish my enemy to go through that kind of torture.
Can you tell us about the academic standing and what kind of lifestyle did they have?
You know, these boys actually came in through basic, you know, and they were bright boys. They were actually in their 200 level, I think, and they were bright boys. Like, you know, they were boys you could call the fine boys of Ofrema, You understand? When you come into Ofirima, because we have places, we have PS Hall, we have Ofirima, we have Choba. And Ofirima is like a place where you could more or less have fine boys there, you know. So they were like the boys you say are fine boys of Ofirima. You understand? You know, well built, clean boys, you know, who had respect for themselves. You understand? And for me, I just saw four lights being put out, you know, of the world, and you know, without any chance of defending themselves.
Chizzy, you have lost your dear friends. What do you have to say about the event, you know, that led to the demise of your friends?
Like I put on Twitter, you know, yesterday or the day before, I said, everybody has the right to life, even the worst of men. Everybody has the right to life. Everybody has. It's for crying out loud, it's a gift. It's a gift of life. You know, I can't give you something and someone takes it up. It's a gift. They actually took their gift. They quenched their light when their life just barely started. Their life just barely started. For crying out loud, it's just going to be 20 by next month, I think. And he's not even going to celebrate that anymore. It doesn't make sense.
We've had cases of people murdered, you know, brutally in different parts of the country. And unfortunately, this went out of hand. There was no justification for whatever happened. But then again, we can only move forward. What has the treatment been so far with the students? What has the relationship been with the students on campus and those off campus, and perhaps those who live in the Alu community? Michael?
I can authoritatively tell you that, one, that the university community, I'm now talking about the university authorities, are doing little or nothing to make the students and the host community live in peace. I'd say that because we all agree that the university retains the right to give accommodation within the campus. Okay, so it means that if you are admitting people, you admit more than you can house, it means that that you are leaving them, you are telling them, okay, go to stay here, you know, all these are available
accommodation,
you know. But the least that the university can do is to ensure that there is proper synergy between the host community and the university community. They should have a proper liaison whereby, okay, if there are issues within the community, it goes through first from the university. You know, we've had several cases of manhandling from community. You know, back then in Choba, I even hear that these community people even rape some students. The other time when the militants, the ex-militants, we were camped somewhere around Alu, they rampaged and they raped students, even killed two.
The community has a complaint of countless robbery in their community. Do you think that this was as a result of, you know, the experience with robbery?
Space, can I ask you something? Which community doesn't have robberies? Is the Alu community the most peculiar? Is it the most? Is it the worst of all communities that to say, okay, well, what happens here is very strange? Okay, so the Alu community shouldn't even hide on that is so flimsy, because in the end, who has more things to lose? It is the students who own laptops, who own the phones. They are the owners of this thing. So are you trying to tell me that you are trying to protect a student's laptop and a student's phone, thereby you kill another student? It even sounds crazy.
We have an insert from resident of Alu here.
Okay.
It's not good to train armed robber.
I'm not armed robber.
If I'm armed robber, any day I go to see, if they catch me, let them kill me. So I wasn't happy.
Why should I be happy? I'm a mother. Supposing it's my child, I will not feel happy. But I think those people, their cup has full.
You shouldn't take law into our hands. If I had the power, I think I would have delivered those people. But the mob, you know, people are angry around this neighborhood.
You can feel anger from, you know, the resident of Alu.
The first guy said if he's an armed robber, he should be killed. You immediately tell the kind of mindset these people have. That's one. The other one
is...
Well,
is this limited to Alu community alone, is it?
I don't care, but right now it happened within them. Now, the other one says that if I had the power, it was mob action. I like to clear these terms. Jungle justice, mob action. Number one, it is not mob action because these boys were taken to somebody who ordered their killing. When they were caught, in quotes, the mob that they say was mob action was sane enough to take them somewhere first to clarify what should be done to them. So it is not mob action. This is a clear intent to kill. That is one. Then number two, it is not jungle justice. Before you start talking about justice, you now ask what was the crime done. There is no proof of any crime done. These boys were only seen at 5 a.m. and you say what was the crime? Who caught them in the crime? What was the crime? You say it's justice. There was no justice that happened. You just killed people. That was just happened. You just brought out four people. You didn't kill one. You didn't kill two. You didn't kill three. You killed four of them and even went ahead to burn them.
I understand two of the victims were part of your rap contest.
Okay, yes. I should be releasing the exclusive videos of Lloyd and Ugonna when they were battling with Vector. You know, the funny thing about its space is that Ugonna and Lloyd, you know, had contact with many people than what you would ordinarily think, because they also were with us on a tour with the Kenny's Music All Stars. You know, when I called the Kenny's Music guys and told them that, don't you know those guys? And the manager was like, one looked familiar. I said, yes, because they were on the same event with you in Oweri. You know, this boy's Vector was the judge in the Rap Attack concert that happened at in the University of Port Harcourt, and Lloyd and Tipsy stood out and were selected from the many people as the people to carry Port Harcourt to the finals. On Twitter, Daily, Sound Sultan, everybody were like, yeah, I know that these boys' names has cropped up once or twice within the music circle. So these were not just ordinary students. And let's even start asking some more questions. These boys were taken to a place where they were killed. That means that this Alu community, in quotes, may have had a history of something like this before, and maybe because nobody, in quotes, videoed it, and it would have just gone as maybe, a missing person. Because if you have ready a venue to do your dastardly acts, you know, you already have a venue, you already have the people, the very, very determined men who were hitting these boys with large clubs, you know. So they already had the raw materials, they had the venue, they had the people, you know. So it was an act that they were totally prepared for. It is outright murder. It is not mob action. I don't subscribe to the idea of calling it mob action. It is not mob action. There were specific people who carried out the act. Okay, it is not mob action. It is not jungle justice because there was no crime that was committed at all to start to call for justice. And I just want to use this opportunity to say that, first of all, my heart goes out to the parents of the four victims and of Ugonna, Tipsy, that's Ugonna, Big Girl, that's Lloyd, Tekena, and Chidiaka. My heart goes out to the parents. I know recounting this ordeal might make their wound, you know, go deeper. But the truth is that Ma, Pa, we have to ensure that these people are brought to justice.
Your artist murdered over the weekend. would have been part of your event in a few days' time.
Yes, we were supposed to have the I Am Chizzy concert. The I Am Chizzy concert. And we were supposed to have Derele, Sound Sultan, J1, you know, and of course, all the finalists from the rap event, including Tipsy and Big Girl, that's Ugonna and Lloyd. They were supposed to join in for the dress rehearsals on Wednesday, you know. And it is funny because I still can't believe that Lloyd and Ugonna are gone. You know, you see those boys and you immediately see the future. You see the future of Nigerian music. You see the future of rap music. You know, you see the future that these people are education mixed with entertainment. And that's what we were all gunning for in the entertainment industry. We want more educated people to come into entertainment, you know. So seeing that some savage people just cut their lives is disheartening.
Chizzy, what would you say were your friends' biggest dreams, and if you were, you know, to give a message to Nigerians on their behalf, what would that message be?
You know, this is me planning a concert. I Am Chizzy, and I don't know. I just sit here and I just think, and I say to myself that I would have been there, maybe, you know, that would have been me with my dreams and aspirations, and you know, that would have been me. There is no difference. They are artists like me, and they have dreams. That would have been me. You know. And it's just gone. Gone in the wind. You know. I just want to tell the world, tell Bodhako, tell Nigeria, you know. Please, please, protect our young ones. We are the leaders of tomorrow. We are the future. We are the two faces. We are the We are the Banjis, we are the Don Jazzies, we are the Frank Edwards, and call the names. We are the embodiment. They say the future started yesterday. We are the future. If we start going like this, in the next 10, 20 years, what are we going to have of our entertainment industry if we start going like this? We are the future. We are Nigeria. I am Nigeria.
We clearly understand how you feel. The River State government has assured that all those involved in this would be prosecuted. And that we can assure you, we're following up the story. Okay?
I'd like to thank the governor. He has shown that he's a father. He has shown that... He would protect everybody that in River State, whether you're an indigene or not. And we thank him so much for what he's doing. I also like to thank students of the University of Port Harcourt, who up to now have been very calm and trying and waiting on issues to play out with what the governor has asked, that the people be prosecuted. So
thank you very much,
and accept our condolences on behalf of the radio station. I say may the souls of your friends, your family, rest in peace.
Amen.
And then take the message to their families as well. Yeah. Okay,
thank you very much.
All right, I've been talking with Michael Lestat, who is the CEO of Lestat Entertainment, also Odu Chizzy, who is a 400 level student of the University of Port Harcourt. Now, one last question. What is the dream for you guys now?
First of all, we, in memory and in honor of Ugonna, that's Tipsy, and Lloyd, that's Big Girl, in memory of them, we are cancelling the University of Port Harcourt concert. we would be replacing the banners with memory signs for them. Going forward, we are also going to be holding a memory music concert for them. Okay, and hopefully the proceeds would go back to the families of the disease. We were working on something like that. Okay,
yeah,
to bear the loss.
Thank you, gentlemen, mm-hmm. and I can reassure you that the state government is working on this, and something will be done. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you for coming through. It's 91.7 Radio Port Harcourt. PH City rapper Timmy K features Big L, Tipsy, two of the victims murdered over the weekend. Heart of the City tells a story of how bad the city is.